Track 15.
Now we've finished renovating the place, it looks great.
Yes, the brilliant white interior and grey facade look fantastic. That's the first step towards creating a distinctive image or brand. Now you need to decide who your target group is and what sort of income you expect them to have.
I thought we'd agreed on the young 20-something age group.
Well, yes, but that age group is huge and there are a lot of differences within it. What sort of income range do you want to appeal to?
Basically, people who are interested in modern design and want something reasonably exclusive. Obviously, they need to be able to afford it. Probably people with about £25,000 plus.
Have you any idea how many young people in Brighton have that sort of money and are interested in design? Have you seen any statistics on incomes?
No, but it's not just people from Brighton. Lots of people come down from London at the weekends looking for something special. This is a very stylish area, and it's only 5 minutes from the station.
Still, you ought to have done some desk research.
We did do a bit of field research in the form of an informal survey of people in this age group and income bracket at the head offices of Express Credit Cards, and a sizeable number said they were into modern design furnishings and were willing to pay a bit more for distinctive things.
Of course, we'll probably have to stick to more expensive designs and not sell cheap rubbishy articles, as that would put off the more sophisticated customers.
Exactly. You have to position your company clearly. You can't appeal to both the upmarket crowd and people wanting cheap stuff. The image you project needs to be as well-defined as possible. By the way, have you got a website?
We're having one designed at the moment. Eventually, we want to trade online as well.
I would stick to your brand colours grey and white and introduce a small logo, say, in dark blue or red.
Yes, I like that idea. Right, we need to start ordering our stock. I can't wait to get going.
Me neither.